Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
A little slow. Don't we have another news song? Because today is newspaper day. That's the Beatles. I found the news, oh boy. Don't we have another? It's Bob. Turn it all off. I'm going to do newspaper day. I decided that I'm going to do newspaper day for a reason, because this is what the average schmo knows about the world. He knows nothing. He knows what a cigar, a scotch, a beer, a wine. That's all. What does he know? He may not like Obama, but he doesn't really care any more than he doesn't like Obama. He knows why he doesn't like him. He knows he's an incompetent left-wing anti-American fanatic who's done everything he can to break the nation over his knee. And he figures, what does he need to know anymore? So I figured I'll look at the newspaper to see what the average schmo knows. Hey, schmo, what do you know? So I picked up today in the newsstand. I'm on vacation till tomorrow. Then I fly back to, God, I can't wait to not go home. I have such ambivalence. I can't wait to leave, then I can't wait to go home. And then when I get home, I can't stand it because the people are so monstrous in the San Francisco area. Cold, mean people, mean. San Francisco is the meanest city on the planet. You have no idea what it's like living there. Forget that I'm a conservative. They're just mean people, disguised as good liberals. But so I come east once in a while. I'm in the East Coast now, on the East Coast. People are alive and warm. I mean, they mobbed me the other night. I went to a place by accident, and they heard I was there. It was a mob scene, and I never do this. Unlike others, I have no bodyguards. I don't need them. I have God protecting me, and I figure that's enough. And since Teddy is off duty, I figure I'll rely on God. I left Teddy home. So nice people, alive, and these are the people who built America. These are the people who still work in America, and they love America, and they hate Obama. The problem is they're a minority. The majority are the opposite of them, and they love Obama. They don't love America, but they love Obama. They don't even think that there is an America. They just think there's a cash machine put out by the president, and they get it. That's all. So I picked up the papers in the little town that I'm visiting, and here's USA Today. It was him. Boston bombing trial. He believed that he was a soldier in a holy war against Americans. I guess that implies he was a Muslim. I mean, what do you mean, holy war by who? They couldn't put that in? I get that they left that out. Assistant U.S. Attorney William Weinreb. He believed that he was a soldier in a holy war against Americans. You couldn't have put in a Muslim holy war or an Islamic holy war? That would have killed you, Weinreb. The next one says, it was him, the bomb, blah, blah, blah. All right, so that's that. But no relationship to Islam. Tears and trauma of recollections take over court. Again, no relationship to the Holy War. And then below that is Roberts and Kennedy hold the key to Obamacare. Boring, snooze. Top right of USA Today, a newspaper that's still losing money after I don't know how many years. I call it USA throwaway, but top right. Richard Gere, he may be older, but he can't escape romance. Duh. Who still finds Richard Gere exciting? What a PR agent he must have. But okay, that's paper one. Here's the Daily News from New York City. This is a scream. Jail turns you gay. Right-wing docs nutty claim. So now they're running a campaign against Dr. Ben Carson, one of the finest Americans of our time. So the Daily News doesn't resist the opportunity. Can't miss an opportunity to attack him. Jail turns you gay. Right-wing docs nutty claim. Murder in his heart. That's funny. The headline is Murder in His Heart about the Boston bomber's evil mission, but the only picture you actually see of a person is of the doctor, Ben Carson, who they're smearing in the Daily News, in the fashion of the Daily News. The snowstorm in New York, the plane skids off the runway, big news. Guess it's the old global warming again. It's that old global warming, you know, it's like whatever happens is global warming. So we, what is this? What month is this? I don't even know the date. What month are we in, Ryan?
March 5th.
Hello, everybody. My birthday is March 31st. And I remember as a kid sitting in school, it was snowing in early March very often. And there was a saying on the calendar, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. It's called the beginning of March, moron. Look at your Currier and Ives pictures. You'll see what America was like when it was still America before the psychos took over the media and started telling you it's supposed to be warm now. Here, the Palm Beach Post. Subsidies cut could hit 1.6 million in Florida. Subsidies could cut, could hit 1.6 million in Florida. Just got back from Florida. Just got back from Florida. What's the hearings about? Oh, the Affordable Care Act, so all the people who want free care? It's not free. I got to pay for it. Nothing's free in the world. Obama's vacations are not free. Michelle's junkets are not free. Nothing's free in the world. I got to pay for it all. Like the ads in the back, like to go and buy things. I don't want to buy anything when I'm on vacation. Trial and injury case begins. There's so many acts. Personal injury shyster lawyers in this area. It's hard to believe. You can't ride on I-95 for a mile without seeing an ad for a shyster lawyer. It's unbelievable. Lawyer claims Boca Raton doctors worry over BMW led to boy cerebral palsy. I'm not making this up. I am not making this newspaper story up. Listen to this. Look at this shyster lawyer. Trial and injury case begins. Lawyer claims Boca Raton doctors worry over BMW led to boy cerebral palsy. That's almost impossible to conceive. You know, cerebral palsy is a horrendous disease. It's congenital. It's congenital. This is part of the shyster law brigade that tried to take, you know who did this? Then you know who made his fortune on this? That guy from the South who almost ran for the presidency with a mole on his face, who thought he was going to be the next president. He cleaned out half the hospitals and doctors in the Southeast. What was his name? I don't remember his name. Remember, he thought he was going to be president. He looked a little bit like Kennedy, except when you saw him from the left side, he had a mole on him like a grandmother. Who remembers his name? He was a big comer. He made a fortune suing hospitals on these kind of claims. Attorney blah, blah, blah escorts the poor boy from the courtroom after introducing him to the jury during a malpractice trial against Dr. Samuel Kaufman. Jordan's parents claim Dr. Kaufman caused their son cerebral palsy. Duh? So the doctor caused the congenital disease? Who would want to be a doctor with the psychotic lawyers raging in America? Would you send your son or daughter to medical school when you have out-of-control lawyers who should be in jail? You know that the only president recently tried to rein in the crazy trial lawyers was Bush. Who's in the presidency now? A failed lawyer. I mean, he's not even smart enough to practice law, is now president, but he's still a lawyer. You know, we would have been better off if Obama was a trial lawyer. If he had enough brains, he would have become a shyster lawyer in Boca Raton. He would be a rich guy now. He wouldn't have to take it from me. But instead, he takes it from the taxpayer. But the point is this. Would you want a child to become a doctor with so many shyster lawyers out there? I wouldn't. It used to be a great profession. Ben Casey, those kind of shows in the 50s. Everyone wanted their son or daughter to be a doctor in those days. Today, who wants to run into that profession? Everyone's running away from it. I remember when I was a kid. What is this? Couldn't somebody fix this computer of mine? Another pop-up. Forget about it. One last blast, says the Drudge Report. March comes in like a lion across. Deputy lied on beating, FBI says. Another one? How can anyone be a cop in this country or a doctor with the psychos running everything? You got the psychos running the courts. The psycho libs who steal from everybody. And now you got the crazy FBI arresting deputies all over the country for doing their job. Would you want the job taking on the animals in the streets? You want the job of taking on the animals that if the cop does his job, then the animal is a victim. If the cop doesn't do his job, the cop is dead. And in steps the FBI now and the Justice Department under this maniac Holder. God, I hope they don't appoint Lynch. I hope they don't appoint that woman. She will be much worse than him. She'll get away with more than he did. You think the Republicans are weaklings now? Wait till you see after a woman steps in. A minority woman? Forget about that altogether. Would you want your son to be a cop or a doctor in this crazy nation? And they're the only ones who stand between us and death. That's all. But I don't want to talk about the newspapers. I wasted so much money. Look what I spent today. $1 on the Palm Beach Post. What did I pay in the newsstand for this? $1.75 for the Daily News? I don't even have a parrot. USA Today, look at this, a $2 bill for this one. I could have bought a McDonald's for this stuff. Instead of wasting the money on that. I can't even recycle it. Nobody reads them. Ugh. My hands are full of ink now. I used to like the smell of newspapers and newspaper ink. You know what I really want to talk about? I'm just warming you up now. You're like turkeys that I've been giving you goblets of gin to get you ready for the slaughter of the real news that I want to talk about. Ever tell you about turkeys, how they used to... I had a friend who was a great researcher. God rest his soul. He was a malariologist. Wonderful man who really knew his stuff about diseases like Ebola and whatnot many, many years ago. And he spent many years in the tropics, Africa, New Guinea, you name it, in the heyday. And he told me the way that the local people would, the British actually, they were sort of locals, they go local. He said the way the British expats in the medical profession would warm up a bird for cooking in his day was they get the bird drunk on gin. And then when the poor turkey was wobbling around, they would lop off its head. And he said the meat was more tender that way. In many ways, talk radio was like, I'm in a sort of semi-giddy mood. In some way, you as an audience are like a turkey. And I have to warm you up with the newspaper jokes, whatever, in order to get you ready for the real news that's coming. And here's what I really want to talk about. Now, imagine this. Imagine a battlefield weapon that can kill the invading enemy, not kill the military forces of the defenders, who are the good guys, not kill civilians, and spare the lives and the property of those civilians. Well, guess what? We once had a weapon like that, and we could have dropped it on ISIS. And take a guess before I come back. We're not ready for the break yet, guys. Don't get nervous. Who invented it? Sam Cohen. One of the great geniuses of our time invented the neutron bomb. And he talked about the neutron bomb as a just Christian weapon. Kill the invading enemy. Save the good guys, defend civilians, spare the lives and the property of those civilians, and that's what the neutron bomb was all about. We had the neutron bomb. Do you know who took the neutron bomb out of our nuclear stockpile? George Bush's father, G.W. Was he the first? Was G.W.? I don't know the initials. I'm supposed to remember. Who knows? I don't know why people need an initial to. Why couldn't they have two different names? Why couldn't the first been George Bush and the second one been Harry Bush? What if they, George Bush, for years I couldn't remember their initials. W is the second one. George H. Bush is number one, right? Or is that the father? Or the Holy Ghost? I don't know who is who. But the father Bush took the neutron bomb, so far as I can recall, out of our nuclear stockpile. It was one of the most just weapons ever invented by this genius, Sam Cohen. Now wait a minute. You're not going to believe this. When I was a mere local host, a mere lad, in the late 90s, I was on KSFO radio, and I got better guests than I get now. They didn't really know who I was, so they came on the show. Now that they know who I am, no one comes on their show. They're terrified of me. Wallbanger, yes, they'll go on any minute, because he butters them up with a little strawberry jam. I had Sam Cohen on my show in 96, 7, or 8. I don't remember when. I can't find the interview. I was going to play it for you today as a treat. Just for being a loyal listener. Because it's one of the great interviews of all time. We search YouTube, doesn't exist. If there is a listener in the Savage Nation who by chance has the Michael Savage interview with the inventor of the neutron bomb, I want you to call this show. We'll get it from you. And we'll give you a very special gift. It is a drunk turkey. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. So, it is newspaper day, but I'm going to issue the newspaper to talk about the neutron bomb for a minute, because we once had the neutron bomb, invented by Sam Cohen, one of the great geniuses of all time. And Bush 1 had them all dismantled. There are countries on Earth who still have the neutron bomb. We're not one of them. Even though Sam Cohen is an American who invented it, old Bush took it out of our arsenal. This is amazing. And I remember when Sam Cohen was on my show in the 90s, he said quiet. He was a very quiet man. He died a very bitter man, by the way, which I'll tell you more about that later. He was super bitter, a man of this genius, the way he was treated. He was very bitter because the Pope at that time, it was not like what we have now, gave him a commendation for having invented one of the most humane weapons ever invented. You see, it kills the bad guys, the invaders. ISIS would be wiped off the planet. It does not hurt our forces because they'd be behind the line of the radiation. And it doesn't destroy any of the property, so it would not annihilate any of the ancient relics or structures. And so that's what the neutron bomb was all about. And the thing is, it came up at dinner last night. It wasn't dinner. We were drinking all day on a boat, frankly. At least I was. I'm sorry. Most of the day, not all of the day. I took the day off. I'm sort of not on vacation. I'm going to work today and tomorrow, then go home tomorrow night. But we went down to a boat in Miami. So we spent all day in on Biscayne Bay looking at things. I saw a huge white ghost ship with no markings on it. It was a monster, beautiful ship with radar, blah, blah, blah. It was a French spy ship sitting in the harbor in Miami. I said, what in the world is a French spy ship doing in Miami? What is it doing there? Were they training? So they let them come in with all of their satellites on? I don't know what they do, but the whole concept of French spying on us, I don't know what it was doing there. We went around the bay, so naturally I'm going to have lunch. I open a bottle of white wine, and then another bottle of white wine, and then at night another bottle of white wine. It wasn't just for me. So after I was sitting in the dock drinking a little wine, the question of ISIS comes up. How do you wipe them out? What would you use, Dad? I said, well, we should use a neutron bomb, and I explained why. And they said, the young people said to me, well, Father Savage, why the neutron bomb, Father Savage? Well, you see, children, the neutron bomb kills the invading bad guys, saves the military forces of the good guys, defends civilians, and at the same time spares the lives and property of those civilians. And that's what the neutron bomb was for. Well, Father Savage, why don't we just drop it on ISIS? Well, boys and girls, there are none. We have no neutron bombs. Why? It's an American-made object. Well, old Bush took it out of our arsenal. So which nations have them, Father Savage? You'll be shocked to find out which nations have them, listeners of the Savage Nation, when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, I got the joke. I can't even call home because he hears the voice through the phone. He goes berserk. Sad about the elephants, you know. I give money to the elephants. What moron would put down elephants and say they should be chained up? What moron would say a thing like that? What bumptious putz? John Edwards, not him. John Edwards is the mole man, shyster lawyer I was thinking of. He was the grim reaper of Southeastern hospitals and doctors, in my opinion. Remember him? He almost ran for the presidency until he was caught up in a sex scandal. Who would lay a sex scandal with him, with the mole? Must have had a lover only look at the right side of his face. That would be tough if you have like a good face on the right side and a big mole on the left side. You have to always make sure you're looking at her from the right side. That's a tough act to follow. Imagine trying to always maneuver so she can only see the right side. I'm thinking about that. Remember, he had a huge, from the right side, he was like a Kennedy. Or he actually looked like that actor, the guy played like Top Gun. I don't know his name. Tom Cruise. I'm not a big fan of his. He was always like a plastic guy to me. But he looked like a plastic actor on the right side. On the left side, he looked like a grandmother with a mole from Minsk. He looked like a grandmother from Minsk, Russia. With a babushka on the left side. It was like a Frankenstein. So if he had a girlfriend, remember he had a lover that destroyed his chance to be president. Who? Raelle Hunter? That was her name? A videographer. What kind of guy has a videographer? The wife didn't know he had a videographer, that he was a, but the right side of the face, I'm saying it, just think about how hard that would be to always constantly keep the right side, the left side hidden from your girlfriend. That would be impossible. You'd wind up with like a neck contraction, I would think. But he was almost president. He was a breath away from running for office. It was either him or Hillary Clinton. We missed that bullet. What's with her with the emails? Hey, you want to hear my thing on Hillary's emails? Now you're going to call. I get it. This is like a bread and butter moron question. This is all you want to hear about is what you heard on another show. Hey, Hillary and the emails. It's nothing, a tempest in a teapot. Here's what's going to happen. She's doing a double reversal on you. She's making believe she had a private email account, and God knows what's in there. And now the moron Republicans fell in the trap. They're going to investigate. They're going to have a commission, a white collar, a white ribbon commission. They're going to find a blue ribbon commission will then be turned over to a red ribbon commission. And then a gold ribbon commission of morons will find the emails. They'll expose them. And they'll find out she was giving money to animal rights groups through it and Girl Scouts and buying Girl Scout cookies. And she was better than you ever imagined in the secret emails. Wait, you'll see. That's how smart they are compared to the idiots on the other side. No wonder the Iranians were able to develop a bomb. So the thing is, that's what I think could happen. It's a possibility. She's going to outmaneuver them. Does any listener out there have a recording of Michael Savage interviewing the inventor of the neutron bomb from the late 90s? No, I don't know the date. There's no record of it. I know at home in California in my archive file, I'm going to find it. It's on a DAT, a DAT. I remember, to this day, I can visualize it. I remember what it looks like and where it might be, but I don't have it. And I'll play it for you next week. But anyway, the neutron bomb is the issue. So I explained to the children on the boat yesterday in Miami that we had a neutron bomb, and George Bush Sr. disabled all of them. For what reason, I'll never understand, since other nations did not do so. So I want you to listen. Now, this is a tape that nobody has ever heard. You've probably never heard this. Here is Sam Cohen himself talking about the neutron bomb, and he invented it in 21.
Something about the neutron bomb was to have a battlefield nuclear weapon that would conform to Christian just war principles, namely kill the invading enemy, save the military forces of the defenders, who are good guys, and they're defending civilians, and at the same time spare the lives and the property of the civilians. And that's what the neutron bomb was all about.
Okay, so he invented it. Imagine how smart he was. He was not advanced in nuclear physics through affirmative action. He was actually a nuclear physicist who could think. So he developed something as amazing as this, and then George Bush Sr. takes it apart. So now we have no chance. Well, what are we going to use to defeat them when he won't even use F-18 Hornets against them? He won't even use airplanes, this one. So now listen to clip 22. Here's Sam Cohen in the next thing about the neutron bomb and how it works. Listen to this.
If you're close enough in, then you become paralyzed. And you just essentially drop in your tracks. Such a heavy dose of radiation. If you get a smaller dose of radiation, then you suffer what's called radiation sickness. And you can't do anything. You're militarily ineffective. And if somehow or another some medical people can get a hold of this unfortunate person and get him off to some medical facilities, he can survive.
All right. It's clear as a bell. It's them or us. You kill them first. Give them the radiation sickness. That's what he figured out. So I thought it was an important topic. No one cares. There's no one calling on this. It's like, I don't understand radio anymore. What do people want to talk about? Hillary Clinton's the only thing on your mind, or a snowstorm? Hillary won't take questions at event honoring journalism. Drama over email intensifies. I can guarantee you that, you're never going to see him, and if you do, it's going to make it look as clean as the clean snow. Oh, yeah. Oh, those. Yeah, here they are. Oh, you mean the secret email where I gave money to the Girl Scouts and the Elephant Fund, the Gorilla Fund, crippled children in Bangladesh? Yeah, here they are. That's unbelievable. Ringling Brothers eliminating elephant acts. I like elephants. I give money to save the poor things. Beautiful animals, so noble. How could anyone attack that? Who wants to torture an animal but a person who's a stereotype of a dumb Republican white male idiot throwback? Who would do a thing like that? This is what gives the conservative movement a bad name. This is why young people refuse to identify with conservatives, even though it's easy to sell them on conservatism if they really want to work for a living. When they hear about people like this who attack animals, make a mockery of elephants, make a mockery of people who protect elephants, make a mockery of those who save the rainforest, make a mockery of those who give money to save gorillas. Why would any young person want to be associated with an oaf like that? It's unbelievable to me. So it's hard to have an identity as a conservative when you see morons like that. ISIS torches oil fields near Tikrit. Okay. As the Allies approach Tikrit, they're burning the oil fields. Saddam did that. Remember they were burning? Remember how frightening that was back in the day? And our great engineers and our technologists and our oil field geniuses went out there and put those fires out. Do you remember that? We have the smartest people on the earth and the dumbest government on the planet. How is that possible? that the smartest people on earth have the meanest, stupidest government in history? The answer is because the smart people don't go into government. I mean, put two and two together. You know anyone smart who wants to work in the government? I don't. Anyone who's smart enough doesn't work for the government. They go out and work for themselves. So why? What do you think you wind up with the government? Third-rate, fourth-rate minds. John Kerry, a genius. If the guy didn't marry the ketchup fortune, where do you think he'd be today? Like an undertaker somewhere in Michigan. He'd run in a funeral home. Doesn't he look like he's like runs a funeral home? Yes, I'm sorry, the deceased. And maybe, I'm sorry for your loss. That's what he would look like he'd be good at. In a fancy funeral home. I don't mean a bad one. A big one, like an extravagant funeral home. A very high-end funeral home for guys who threw their medals over the fence. Yeah, he's Secretary of State. But you look at who's Secretary of State before him. Madeleine Albright, the brisket woman, came back to give a speech against everything of value and then went back lobbying for China 2 minutes later. Who listens to that hag? The people who run MSNBC. How come they haven't fired Phil Griffin yet? I don't understand it. Why is that man still there? He's wrecked the empire of Microsoft and NBC by keeping the idiots on the channel. How could that guy keep his job with wrecked ratings like that? I don't know what he has on. All right, so I played you the neutron bomb. I played Sam Cohen. Seminal radio, nothing, no response. I'm afraid to take a call right now because it's unscreened calls. And if I say, hey, how you doing? You right away hit me. Hey, Mike, tell me about the wine on the boat. I'll die. I'll shrink like I was hit by a neutron bomb. I can't go from the high to the low. I can't go from the sublime to the ridiculous in 1 second without having, like, heart pain. So I'm afraid to take a call. This is the problem with unscreened calls in radio. Is I don't know what you're going to talk. Maybe we should go to screen them today. Jim, give it a light screening, a little filtering, because I can't take... Oh, hi, I'm calling from the Bronx. I went to the Bronx. Yeah, I was born in the Bronx, too, Mike. God bless you. I love corned beef. If I get one of those, it could mean the end of my radio career. I may quit on the spot. I could die on the spot. Look at Shep Smith. I'm watching it at the same time. He has such weird shoulders, that guy. He is the stupidest man in the history of television, is Shepard Smith. How do they put this guy on television? If this guy wasn't on Fox, I don't know why he's on. I have no idea. Shoulders. You have to have a pair of shoulders to be on television to begin with. But all the standards changed today. I mean, when I was a guy, if you had sloped shoulders, oh my God, you had to use shoulder pads. Remember guys had like a weird look, like it was like a V shape from the neck down? Some of them were tough. They were like lemurs. They had long arms. I'm not talking about that type, the sloped neck. They could be murderers. They could beat the heck out of you. I made the mistake once of getting into a fight with a guy like that. He almost choked me to death with arms that were 6 feet long. But how could Shepard Smith be on television with the brain like that? It doesn't work. It doesn't function. He's a step below Shepard. Shepard Smith is a step below Anderson Cooper. It's like one below the other. I mean, it's like CNN is vying with Fox for who could have the lowest IQ. The girls forget about it. Without the lipstick and the dresses, what would they be doing? What would they be doing without the lipstick and the dresses on Fox News? Where would they be working? I don't know. A parochial school in a nun's habit would be better for that than looking at them. Too much lipstick looks very, looks like Jezebel to me. I mean, you can overdo the red lipstick, right? How many times can you cross your legs while talking about important things? And a side shot. Do have no shame? Roger Ailes has no shame. He has to do a side shot like Jay Mansfield. That's the only thing the idiots are looking at. Like, oh, look at her. Look at her. Look at the girl in the nude. They haven't figured out his formula. They think it's the geniuses. It's the girls with the legs. They haven't figured out the formula. It's not even the fact that they're conservative. People think that Fox News is thriving because they're conservative and the others are liberal. That's part of the reason. The answer is the girls. It's like naked news. If MSNBC wanted to really move up in the ratings, all they do is get liberal chicks to stand the same way, sit the side, same from the side, lipstick and heels, and eschew communist propaganda. The ratings would soar the next second. They ought to hire me. I could help turn the network around. Get rid of that moron who runs it. What are we going to talk about? I don't want to talk about a plane skidding off the runway. I talked about... Jim, do a light screening. Is there anyone calling on a serious topic? I cannot take a call about corned beef. No, no answer from him either. What's he, in the restroom? On the line with a call. He's supposed to answer me. I'll take a shot. This is a unscreened. God forbid it's something negative. I'll go crazy. Line 9, welcome to the show. Station topic name.
WABC. topic is the neutron bomb in the Navy.
Oh, thank God. My heart skipped a beat. I was afraid I was going to get... What's on your mind about the neutron bomb? Thank God I have intelligent life out there.
Well, Michael, the thing is, you were talking about this was great technology, and it was a shame that they did remove it from the arsenal. But then again, anything else in the arsenal is not going to be used by this president or any future president, because none of them have the cojones that past presidents had when it needs to take...
So you're arguing that it's irrelevant that George Bush Sr. eliminated the neutron bomb from our arsenal because they wouldn't use it anyway.
Correct.
But that's not the point. Because the mark of the finest warrior is the warrior who doesn't have to pull a sword. The trick is to have the most powerful weapon in the world and scare the heck out of the enemy with it.
Well, that's the whole point.
Do you think those Iranian throwbacks would be jumping up and down like Hitler now with the headscarves if they thought that we drop a neutron bomb on them the next time they said kill America? No, no answer to that either. All right. I don't understand that. You get the mullahs screaming, death to Israel, death to England, death to America, no one fires a missile at them. What is that about? What is that, free speech? The guy comes out of his rat hole every once in a while with the headscarf, with the wrap around, and gives a death to Israel, death to England, death to America. You're telling me they couldn't do a tomahawk? No, nothing. Sit and wait for them to do it to you then. That's all. 855-407-282. March comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Another storm, 3,300 flights canceled. So everyone's sitting home listening to the radio like in the old days. We want weather reports. They're waiting for Al Gore's update on how global warming is causing the blizzard. McDonald's drops antibiotic chicken. As one of the largest buyers in the U.S., move could change poultry industry. It's good. You don't want to get those penicillin in your McDonald's chicken burger. Reduces, you know, your resistance and all that. It's not penicillin. I know what they use, the antibiotics. Okay, just give me a break, okay? I like organic. All right, call is on the Savage Nation, line number 7. Go ahead, please. You're on the program.
My name is Victoria, and I'm calling from ABC in New York.
Yes, ma'am.
And I do listen to you quite often when I have this, especially when I have a chance, and especially today with the snow. And I love your wide interests and your profundity. But I think it would be interesting, I'm making a suggestion, that you relate some of the programs to great literature, which I know you've read, like Dostoevsky or Goethe.
Let me tell you, I could do that with my hands behind my back, and I would love to kill the show. The average person doesn't know who he is. They think he owns a bagel shop in Brooklyn.
Well, you could relate it.
Dostoevsky, they figure, is either a Russian gangster or a bagel operator.
Well, I think you have some...
Well, we could reduce it. Maybe Tolstoy's bagel shop. I don't know. No, I understand. But look, you got to understand something about public... the listening public. Try to imagine what the listening public is as a whole, what it looks like. It's around 5'10.5". It has no neck, a very large head, large arms, a large chest. You have to imagine what it looks like. We can't do Dostoevsky to a neckless audience. Oh, when I come back, what am I going to talk about? You'll see.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Too slow for this show. We can't play blues music on a snowy day. Here's some headlines, okay? You ready for this one? The commie mayor of New York, de Blasio, announced the addition of Muslim holidays to New York City public schools calendar. New York City public schools have added two Muslim holidays to the school calendar. Mayor Bill DiBlasio and schools chancellor Carmen Farina announced Wednesday. Schools were now closed for this and that, making New York City the largest school district in the nation to recognize the two holidays on the official school calendar. Farina said, "We are committed to having a school calendar that reflects and honors the extraordinary diversity of our students," said Farina. De Blasio said the change means that Muslim families won't be forced to choose between observing the holidays and sending their kids to school. Said, you see, this is the beauty of inclusion. This is really a good thing to do. And that makes Muslims feel good. Now, it all started with closing the schools for Jewish holidays, which I never thought was a good idea. And they shouldn't have been closed for Jewish holidays because it opened up the door to this. It's that simple. Now, I would eliminate closing schools for any religious holiday, by the way. Just, you got to stop this because the kids are not learning enough to begin with. And if they're that religious, they should go to a religious school. Don't give me the garbage that they're that religious, they can't go to school. That religious, they go to a school for them. The Jews go to Orthodox Jewish schools, and the Muslims go to Orthodox Muslim school. A public school should not have holidays closing the school for a Jewish Muslim holiday. I don't care what it is. My opinion. Harry Reid secured subsidies for AIDS donors. That's a shocker. Nevada Dem brags about support for green energy companies as ethics watchdogs suggest influence peddling. You're joking. Harry Reid had influence peddling? No. Keystone veto override fails, of course. The Senate failed to override President Monster's veto of legislation approving the XL pipeline. You know what's amazing? The Democrats wanted it. The unions wanted it. The workers wanted it. And this monster, this anti-business, anti-entrepreneurial monster in the White House vetoed it because of the psychos in the green energy racket. It's all connected to that, and it's connected to Warren Buffett, in my opinion, who now brings the oil from the Alberta tar sands to our refineries via his rail lines. You understand how you make money in this country? You block the competition. It's the oldest game in the book. What do you want a pipeline to do it for one-tenth the cost? There goes the railroad business. So, okay. Department of Injustice says we legalized 100,000 illegals by executive action before injunction. Arrest them all. Arrest those in the federal government who did this for violating the law. Imam who said Ayan Hirsi Ali deserved death penalty was hired by the Department of Justice to teach Muslim classes to federal prisoners. Can you believe this? That's amazing. Who hired him? One of the contracts is dated February 20th, 2014. So who was in charge of the DOJ then? Who? Eric Holder. That's all. Drug-resistant superbug infects patients at another Los Angeles hospital. Yeah, right. I wonder why that's happening. I mean, where's the drug-resistant where are they coming from? Ringling Brothers eliminating elephant acts. Good thing. What are you going to do with the poor things, though? Put them on a farm? Cost $65,000 to maintain an elephant. So they go to like a happy hunting ground. And they just hang out. What do they do all day? Some of them like performing. They didn't hurt them. Ringling Brothers took good care of them. It's a tough thing to do. Now what are they going to do? They have nothing to do with themselves. Walk around in some farm somewhere in Texas? You're not killing them, thank God. 13 animals will continue to tour with the circus before retiring to the Elephant Center. In Florida. We'll go to Florida. It's like all of the old people from New York die here. And so do the elephants now. That's pretty interesting, like the elephant burial grounds. You go to certain restaurants out here, like military trailers, like a cluster of Chinese restaurants. The worst Chinese food in the world. The greasiest noodles that killed people in New York for years. They still serve down here. Like in New York, they updated. They serve brown rice down here. Never heard of brown rice down here in this area, in Boca Raton. Brown rice is considered communistic. They never heard of it. It's for poor people. You didn't have money to mill it and take off the shell. They serve it the worst, those greasy noodles that would people eat by the handful before the bad wonton soup in New York. Killed most of the men. like the Grim Reaper, the food in New York in those days. But in New York, they updated the food. They upgraded it. They cut out the, not here. Here they have all the food that killed, from my father's generation, they still serve it. And here's the shocker. You go in some of these restaurants in Boca Raton, way out on Military Trail, you see couples in their 90s eating this bad food. They're like the survivor types. They're the ones who could eat anything. No matter what they eat, they're going to live. They're like 4'9". They're very, I mean, it's beautiful to see. A couple that's been together 85 years. I think they met in grade school somewhere in Brooklyn. They're 90, 95 years old. Let's say they met at age 80. They're 95 now. They met at 15. And they're still together eating bad Chinese food. Go figure that one out. No, I'm mentioning it because a couple of years ago I was down here. My mother had passed away so many years now. It's very sad. And she liked Chinese food. I know that. But I had no idea till I visited the restaurant that she would go to actually try to find the booth she sat in. It was sad. I live so far away. She liked Hunan food. I had no idea she was going to Hunan. Now, the Hunan I get in San Francisco is not the same as Hunan here. I get the real Hunan Chinese. She was getting the ersatz Chinese. I think they just called it Hunan. What do I know? I asked for a Hunan dish. All it was the same garbage from New York with a extra spice added thrown in. Extra red sauce. Hunan. Real Hunan is tough to cook. You know, Hunan's interesting food. Hunan Chinese food, for those of you who don't know who from Hunan. Those of you who don't know owls from Hunan food, it's interesting. It was a type of Chinese cuisine that was developed by a people known as the Hunan, from the Hunan province, who developed the cuisine on the run. They developed it for quick clay pot cookery on the run. Sound like the Chinese Jews. They're always running from something, like who developed the matzah on the run. Like the unleavened bread. I don't like matzah. It's hard. It's like sticks to your teeth, right? Like gets caught in there. You can make a fortune just getting the matzah out of your teeth if you can develop something to get out of your gums. It's unbelievable. No, but they live to 90, 95. What else is in the news? I got started with elephants now. Where are they going to send them? It's also Florida. They're going to send them down here. 200. Oh! Live at the company's 200-acre Center for Elephant Conservation in Central Florida. A lot of animal groups down here. Monkey things. They go crazy every once in a while from captivity. They kill. You ever see like a chimp that goes nuts? They're good. Then they revert. They go atavistic on you. They tear your eyes out. I don't know if it's true with elephants. Once in a while they crush a handler in India. You see that? Well, they're mean in India. They don't have any human rights, animal rights people in India yet that I know of. Maybe here and there a few liberals went to Harvard, went back and tried to talk some sense into them. But basically there's no animal rights over there. They torture them with sticks and whips and they stick a stick into their butt. It's awful. No wonder the elephant goes nuts at the end and goes berserk. If he could, he'd kill everyone in the circus. Not only the handler. What would you do if you were an elephant tormented for 18, 20 years? A little guy, a skinny rat poking you with a stick, starving you of food. You'd like to crush him too and everyone in the stands. Like a berserk. It happened in Hawaii a couple of decades ago. The cops had to shoot the poor thing. It went nuts. It knocked over the tent that ran out in the street. They didn't know what they were looking at. It was like a berserk incident. They had to kill the poor thing. He was probably going to put him out of his misery. But here we are living in a world that's changing. And on one hand, we're the most humane nation on earth. We take care of our animals better than any other country. We take care of our animals in this country better than ISIS takes care of their own people, let alone what they do to Christians and other minorities. They mistreat women. They mistreat other Muslims who are not fanatical. And that we're worrying about an elephant. I mean, we should. I mean, what are you going to do? It's a crazy world. So what would you like to talk about? I gave you some news. I gave you some views. I gave you some reviews. Here's another one for you. First grader suspended for shooting classmate with finger gun. I swear to God. A 6-year-old boy was suspended from an elementary school in Colorado for forming his fingers into a gun and saying, "Bang, you're dead." Elijah Thurston was told to stay home for one day from Stratton Meadows Elementary School in Colorado Springs. Elijah's dad, Austin Thurston, feels his son was wrongly punished for just playing. His father said, "What 6-year-old doesn't play cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians?" I did. I had 2 cap guns. I fake shot everyone who walked through the apartment. Anyone came to visit my parents, I would shoot them with the cap guns. That's what boys do. Not today. Today you put on your mother's makeup and your sister's dress, and then you go to Harvard. Immediately you run the department. Any young boy, it says most any young boy has turned a pencil into a machine gun, a chopstick into a sword, a tennis ball into a hand grenade. I never did that. For a six-year-old boy, hands are for throwing balls, scooping up mac and cheese, and shooting imaginary bad guys, and sometimes little sisters and moms. At what point does this behavior become concerning? At what point should a teacher or parent step in? Answer, never. It's called a nanny state, you ninnies, you. Leave the kids alone. Then anyway, that goes into it even more. Listen to this. Boys seem to be hardwired with the XY chromosome, that's what makes them male, that allows them to see a stick as an M60. Yes, this is gender stereotyping, says the article. But a survey of 98 female preschool teachers found that four-year-old boys play superhero or enact mock fights much more frequently than girls, who seem to favor house or family themes for playtime. Well, we got to eliminate that. If you want to have a feminist takeover of the universe, let's make sure the boy's XY chromosome is eliminated. I mean, why don't we do genetic engineering to make the world safe for the feminist maniacs? Take out the Y. Make it an XX world. This behavior can be unsettling. Okay, well, it's an article from San Francisco. Most child psychologists, says the article, will tell you that gunplay is normal, even healthy for a boy. A psychologist, you hear? That's the standard. He's going to judge what's healthy. A sick wacko. If you ever knew what that psychologist did at night, you wouldn't listen to what he had to tell you. Most child psychologists tell you that gunplay is normal. I'm going to ask some nut. I'd like to find out what he does to see if he's normal. Let's see. Since the beginning of recorded time, little boys have enjoyed games in which they project their power into the world, and that means playing with weapons, says some author. I have no doubt that cave boys pointed sticks at each other in threatening ways or chucked rocks at one another. You hear the garbage we're talking about? ISIS is teaching their boys to shoot and kill with real guns at age 4. They have no respect for animals. They teach them to kill animals in order to become bloodthirsty maniacs. And we're worried about whether the boy is using a finger to point the gun. Tell me who wins that war. Tell me which civilization survives with this feminist nonsense. See, I didn't want to get angry. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. Well, if you're on the East Coast, you're snowed in probably if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line. You didn't think this Yankee knew that, huh? Well, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line, and I'm not snowed in. I'm sweating here. No, I'm in air conditioning. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. The wind bothers me. There's no mosquitoes right now, thank God, in the winter. In Florida, there's no mosquitoes. Come here in the summer, it's death. It's like a reptilian place. If you were a Seminole, you would have run from here. So what do you want to talk about? Look, I tried the neutron bomb. It bombed. The neutron bomb story bombed. No one cares. It's not in the news. You didn't hear about it, so you don't know anything about it. I think it's interesting to me. All you want to do is talk about Hillary and this. Who cares about Hillary Clinton? Like guava fruit on the jungle floor to me. Why would she even run? Why would anyone vote for that woman? If you actually look at her records, the reason not to vote for her, number one, two, unattractive, three, baggage, four, let's get some new blood. Even a new liberal would be better. What is this with Hillary Clinton? Why? I don't understand this obsession with her. What, it's her turn? Who said it's a turn? What is it like a... Where are we now? All right, let's take some calls. WJR in Detroit. This is the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, my name is Steve. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is about the Muslim holidays. When I heard that, I couldn't believe. I thought back when I was a child, and we celebrated Washington's birthday. We celebrated Lincoln's birthday. Now we condense all these into one day. They kind of gloss over it. You know,
they stole President's Day, and they called it President's Day and eliminated the name Washington and Lincoln, but they give us Martin Luther King Jr. Day. How come he has a name and Lincoln and Washington lost their name? How's that possible?
I don't know.
I know. This is what communists do. This is what they do. They change a society by changing the culture. They eliminate all of the icons of the culture by eliminating the names. Then they erect new names within the society to change the imagery of the society. So slowly but surely, the scaffold is removing Christianity and replacing it with Islam.
You're exactly right.
This is not diversity. This is not about diversity. This is something else. But we warned you when de Blasio seized power in New York what would happen. This is only one example of this guy.
I have school-aged children, and in our schools, they're molding our children's minds. And you are exactly right in the sense that they are creating a bunch of sissies.
That's right. That's exactly what they want. They want your children to roll over to every other civilization or culture on Earth, rather. All right, my friend, I just wanted you to hear the story. The phone number here is 855-407-282. If you want to sound off on any of the newspaper stories I've read, or on the Muslim holidays that are now going to be celebrated in the New York City public schools calendar, you can do so by calling the show. Because this is what diversity is. Here's a question for all of you diverse people out there who are celebrating. Are there any Muslim nations who celebrate Christian holidays? What Muslim countries would those be? Which school districts in Muslim countries recognize any other religion other than their own? So your answer is, well, we're not like them, we're better than them. And the answer is to that, for how long? See, at a certain point, diversity is suicidal. At a certain point, when you bend over so far that you eliminate your own culture, your own society crumbles, and you have no identity whatsoever. At least that's one man's opinion. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Turned off. Not my kind of music. I'm not in the mood. It's like awful music. What is that? Give me something I like from rock and roll years that I like. Nostalgia, when America was still America, before it was invaded. When you consider the most rock and roll, most of the rock and roll hits were by black guys and southern white guys. What happened to the country with the great unity of the great society from the 60s? What happened? Well, look what the music's become. From this sweet, beautiful music that glorified romance and glorified women, look what it's become when the liberals, when the hippies took over the country. Look what they did to this country. And now look at the end line of this arc of the 60s. Look what we got for the presidency. Remember, he's the end line of the arc of the entire 60s revolution. This is what we got. If we can survive him, and that's an iffy question. Most intelligent people are asking this question now. Can we survive two more years of this monster? I'm talking about people who work, people who know what's going on, people who know his background, people who know what his animus is towards this country. They're all asking the same question. If this country survives, it will be a different country for many years to come. That's assuming it could ever be changed back to even a semblance of the real America, as opposed to this monstrosity created by the Obama administration and his gang of fools. That's exactly what's going on. But this one now, de Blasio announces addition of Muslim holidays to NYC public schools calendar. My answer is no. And number two, eliminate Jewish holidays. Eliminate all religious holidays in public schools calendars, period. If you're that religious, go to a religious school. You're that religious a Jew, go to a religious Jewish school. That religious a Muslim, go to a madrasas in New York. Practice your religion. No one's telling you not to. What is wrong with my idea? Mother of three, Linda Sarsour, said this. They want to celebrate their holiday, but they also want to go to school. They love school. So now they don't have to make that choice. And this is why this is so amazing. So now Christians have to stay home for a Muslim holiday? Christians have to stay home for a Jewish holiday? Why? As far as I'm concerned, the school should go on. And if you want to stay home for your holiday, then make up for the classes you miss. And that's all there is to it. You want to stay home with a Yeladid, but Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Stay home. Stay home and make up the classes you missed. Don't make everyone else slow down. Why is my idea wrong? So you say, well, what about Christmas? So far as I know, I don't know if they celebrate Christmas anymore. I don't know if it's allowed to be celebrated. They close the schools for Christmas anyway, the whole school closed for 2 weeks. So kids can stay home and get stoned. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't deliver newspapers. They don't paint houses. They don't do nothing. In the old days, what is the whole thing with school holidays? I'm a former teacher. Come on, a bunch of baloney. 3 months, they do nothing. They sit around. They don't know what they're doing. At least when I took time off as a kid, we worked for the 3 months to save money for the rest of the year to go to college. I worked my way through college. I worked 12, 15, 18-hour days in the Catskill Mountains, a busboy, a waiter, a lifeguard, in order to make money for college. Now what do they do for 3 months? They don't know what to do with themselves. They throw up on a lawn in a fraternity house. They go skiing in Aspen. Well, what's the point of that? Just let them go to school 11 and a half months a year and, you know, shorten the entire school experience. It's a waste of time anyway for most people. It's a holdover from the agrarian days. Who closes a school in the summer? Why? The teacher's lazy, has to go on a sabbatical? Let him hire teachers just for the summer. Let the other ones take a vacation in Thailand at a sex resort, whatever they want to do. Or go sit and drink wine somewhere in France and think he's been sophisticated. And Jean-Paul Sartre's grandson. Unbelievable. No, I would say shorten the school year by tightening it up. Eliminate all holidays like that. Cut out the summer vacation. 2 weeks off, bingo, that's enough. And that's it. What's the holidays? You know how many teacher prep days there are? Every other day, the kids are not home. They're in the street. I see it in California. Every other day, the brats are walking around with the mother in a mall. Monday, I don't know where they come from. When do they learn? Between the holidays and the teacher prep days and a this day and a that day, the kid comes out a moron. He doesn't know anything. What, have these holidays in Japan? I doubt it. How about a holiday for computer science learning? Instead of another holiday for another religious, I thought it was a separation of church and state in America. Where did this come from? Closing a school for a Muslim holiday. This is unbelievable. But, you know, get me on record with this. Exactly what I said. Eliminate all religious holidays in public schools. I said that. And let them go learn something. And stop with the teacher prep days. It's just brainwashing anyway. Okay, let me take some calls on all the topics. That's all. WJR in Detroit, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your topic?
Okay, I was weighing in on Muslim holidays.
Yes, sir. What's your point?
My name is Joseph Dutka. I was running for a city council position in the city of Hamtramck. It's a little island city in the middle of Detroit. And it was a topic that came about. They wanted to eliminate or add a Muslim holiday to the school calendar, which I spoke out on it. I wasn't elected yet, and I was a junior in it. I'm still politically active. When I spoke out, I said, no. I said, we got enough holidays that we're taking our kids out of school. I said, a Muslim holiday, no. I said, if you want to practice your Muslim holiday, you can opt out and keep your children at home that day. Everybody shouldn't have another day off because of your holiday. Okay, they granted them the holiday. And then they didn't stop with that. The Muslims are very pushy people. And then they come in, oh, you know, we noticed that there's pork being used on the tables, prepared tables, in the schools, you can't have pork anymore because of the poor Muslim kids because, you know, if they touch pork.
That's utter nonsense. If they're that religious, they should go to a religious school. Who ever heard of this, imposing their religion on everybody else?
Exactly. And then it didn't stop.
Yeah, that religious, go to a religious school. What are you telling everybody else to conform to your religion? What, are they turning the public schools into a religious school?
You're right. I'm on board with you on this. You're right.
I'm not arguing with you. What is this nonsense? How far can America twist itself until it doesn't exist anymore?
Exactly. And then they gave them the Muslim holiday. The following year, we didn't have a Christmas tree lighting ceremony, something I really enjoyed going to. Oh, it was offensive.
Well, look, you know my position on this. I'm not going to start screaming and yelling. It's a nation that's barreling over a cliff with these psychotic liberals running everything.
We had them
sensitive to every religion except Christianity. Sensitive to every lifestyle except the normal one.
The new politics.
I don't want to go down this road. It's Thursday. I can't take it. My neck's hurting already. I got a neck ache from it. 855-4. The guy is right. I'm not ridiculing him. The liberals are insane. They're all suicidal, by the way. Fundamentally, liberalism is a mental disorder. That's the title of my best-selling book from 2005. My most recent book is Stop the Coming Civil War. 6 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. I suggest you buy one, and you'll see exactly where I'm coming from. 300 pages with 40 pages of references, you'll see the crimes and misdemeanors that your president has committed since seizing power. Okay, it's all in there. In case you can't document it, I did it for you. And share it with a friend. If you were president, now I'm not going to give you a show topic, it's for me to do. I'll take callers instead. Okay? WVNN, I'm taking only screen calls now, I can't take the unscreened. WVNN Radio, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, sir. I'm 24 years old here in Huntsville, Alabama. I just wanted to comment a little bit more on your music comment. My grandfather raised me on blues music. He obviously grew up in the middle of, during segregation and whatnot. I was raised with, you know, it was, the color was nothing. The music was absolutely phenomenal. First time I ever heard Horace Silver was on your show several years ago.
Oh, yeah, I have a great collection of great jazz from the era.
Absolutely, sir. And I just wanted to say that it's kind of, it's been a blessing to me to show my friends this music and whatnot, because they just kind of come out and they go, wow, where'd you hear it?
But look how the races really got along better then in the allegedly Neanderthal times. You say Horace Silver, I think it's called Blues for My Father, isn't it?
It is. Song for My Father. Yes.
Song for My Father. It's one of the most touching melodies you could ever. Guys, can you dig that one up out of the archives? It's so good. You're talking about blues music. I have a friend of mine gave me the whole Blue Note series, about 15, 20 discs, and it's some of the greatest American music. But look how music has degenerated now. Look at it. I went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They had this clown Beyonce performing. I walked out. I couldn't stand it. It was like a bad striptease show. And she can't even sing to top it off with over-amp this, over-amp that. What do they think? People are that dumb? I guess they are. That's American music. Now, so your grandfather raised you on the music, or he played the music?
Yes, sir. He played the music. I do not play an instrument myself. I kind of regret that, but at the same time,
No, but I'm saying he played what?
I grew up on Muddy Waters. I grew up on Hooker, John Lee Hooker. I grew up
Yeah, I get it. No, but I'm saying, did he play the music as a record for you, or he played an instrument, I mean?
No, he played as a record for me. Yes, sir.
So he was just into the music, but that's okay. I mean, we have to have an audience in order for the musician to survive.
Yes, sir.
So how did he come to like that music? He's a white man, correct?
Yes, sir, he was. And
But he didn't tell you don't listen to the music because it's not white men, did he?
No, absolutely, sir. His best friend was actually a black man in high school. One of the first.
Yeah, and then what happened after the 60s, the Great Society? People turned against each other. Instead of bringing the races together, it drove people apart, number one. And then number two, look what Obama's done. Every day, every statement out of him and Holder is an attempt to drive blacks against whites and whites against blacks. Every day, that's the whole MO. The whole modus operandi is divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, and you won't notice the crimes they're committing.
And I think that music is one of the greatest things that brings us together, and that's why it's scary to them. But, sir, I don't know.
We're going to play it for you, but thank you for the comment. We have it yet? Did you download it from YouTube for free? This mellows the dog out. He likes it. Relaxes in the center console. Thinks he's driving. He's always like the navigator. Why do dogs do that? Instead of sitting in a chair like a person, he's got to jump up in the middle and look. What's he looking at? For the stop sign? He doesn't know when to stop or stick his foot on the pedal. They always have to be in control, dogs. Okay, slow down, Mike. You're speeding or whatever. This is not the good part. Make it go faster. This is the bad. I think it's like a bad cut. It's not really the best. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, I have no special announcement to make other than it's about a quarter to the hour here on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the horrendous news of the day. What the communists are doing to the society is a crime. A crime. Day in and day out. Day in and day out. And we're doing nothing. We have an election last November that was a revolution. And the schmendricks that we put in, the morons, they can't get out of their own way. You hear this? There should have been an impeachment hearing the first second. January 2nd, they should have impeached Obama and put him on hold. That's number one. Number two, I'm going down the list again. You don't understand how angry I am. You wanted a revolution, didn't you? You wanted a nonviolent revolution, which is why you voted. And look what you got. More of the same. All they cared about was a few business deals. That's all. It's that simple. What else has changed under these do-nothing Republicans? But to sit here and bash them is not going to get us anywhere. We got to motivate them. And there are some great young Republicans who got elected, but they were put to the back of the bus. You never see them. Like that tall, thin guy from Arkansas, Cotton. He's heroic. Combat veteran, he should be in the front of the field. How about the black conservative lady, the Mormon from Salt Lake City? You don't even know her name, do you? Put in the back of the bus by McConnell, the turkey gobbler. You talk about turkeys. Boehner and McConnell, they look like turkeys, but they're not doing us any good. It's time for them to step aside and let the young Turks take over the Republican Party and give the American people what they voted for. Period. End of story. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
When God made B.B. King, he broke the mold. When God made Michael Savage, he broke the mold. Broke the molten. I wish he was playing somewhere. Does anyone know where B.B. King is performing these days? Guy is 78 years old and still knocks out 200 live a year. I cannot believe what an inspiration he is. And he has diabetes, big guy, and he can perform like this. Where does he get it from? It's called raw talent. Hello? But I need inspiration like this in my life, like older guys who are still out there hammering it away, not sitting on a boat guzzling booze and getting drunk. I don't understand retirement. I don't understand men, most white men. Well, white men, any man, they live for retirement. What's waiting for them? A golf club? Is that what your ancestors struggled for? I ask myself over and over again. They struggled through the plagues, the Middle Ages, war, famine, disease, pogroms, genocide, for what? So you could retire and play golf? That was the sum total of your genetic pool? Is to play? I don't understand it. Go on a cruise. That's even better yet. Another wonderful idea to spend your life doing. I look, to each his own. But I don't know. I'm not one of those people. I'll work till I can't. My inspiration are people who continue to work, not because they have to, but because they're doing something important, significant. That's what I consider I do every day. You don't know this because I goof around a lot. I joke. Sometimes my energy's low. Sometimes it's higher than it is. Sometimes I'm super inspired, as I was with the Netanyahu shows. I'm incandescent. It was 2,000 watt bulbs that day, and I was a little burned out. I needed that vacation yesterday. I was so hot from what they did to him. Don't get me started with Nancy Pelosi, a real prize human being. Imagine turning that back on Netanyahu. That's like a mouse turning her back on a lion. Like he really noticed what she did. The witch of Pacific Heights turned her back on him. You hear this? And Obama, oh, I didn't listen to this speech. I was too busy watching video games. But I read the transcript, and there's nothing new in it. You hear this? A patent lie. A real president would have said, I listened to the prime minister's speech. Actually, a real president would have been there and then given an account of the speech. That's what a leader would have done. Instead of a petulant adolescent, I didn't listen to it, but I read the script. That's a president. The guy shouldn't be running an elementary school. All right, in my opinion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That can listen to Hillary, over Hillary's emails. That's really exciting. It's the best a Republican can come up with. How about attacking her on Benghazi and the fact that she wrecked the entire Middle East with the Arab Spring? Well, they worry about her emails. Why don't you just talk about what she actually did instead of what you don't know what she did? Common sense to me. Anyway, MichaelSavage.com, home of the Savage Nation. And here's a newsletter, the headline. Netanyahu's speech was the finest I've watched in my entire life. And I compared his leadership style with that of our president, who I stated telegraphs weakness to America's enemies. And that's a newsletter you would get for free if you sign up on MichaelSavage.com. And then about a couple of times a week, they boil down a topic from one of my shows and send it to your inbox. Previous Michael Savage newsletters include, why is Eric Holder's hero Malcolm X? Barbara Boxer is a hag who should have retired long ago. Obama, the anti-American dictator, vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline. You won't believe what they're training New York cops to do now. These are all newsletters I've done, and if you agree with my political orientation, I suggest you get them for free. That's all. Speak about political orientation. So I told you I'm a little bit on half vacation. It should either be all or none, but I'm half. I actually do my show while on vacation, except for yesterday when I was in Miami on a boat. I wish I'd done the show instead. It would have been more interesting. But nevertheless,
There's a guy who performs in one of the bars here, like every Tuesday, and I've seen him for years. A very, very, very talented guy. He imitates Rod Stewart. Older English guy. Drinks like a fish on the stage, and he insults the audience. He's very good. Anyway, I had him on the show years ago. I forgot his name. So the other night, I was coming back from dinner, and we stopped, parked on Atlantic Avenue, walked over to watch. A big crowd, huge crowd. So he like, you know, hey, Michael Savage. I wish he hadn't done it because most of these people are libs in this area. Hey, Michael Savage, you know, whatever. A lot of guys came up, nice guys, but most of the crowd either never heard of me or they were left-wing or idiots from Brooklyn, Staten Island, wherever they come from. Now, one word leads to the other. He says, yeah, he says to the crowd, oh, he's the right-wing guy from the radio business. I got a little angry. Who's he to, like, categorize me what I am when I had him on my show? So they laughed. So I yelled back. I said, listen, you communist nut, you. Blah, blah, blah. He took it well. So then he said something funny. He said, I'm like the, did he say mink? No, he said, I'm like the weasel who changes coats, he said to the audience. He said, in the winter, I'm a conservative when people are throwing money at me. In the summer, when there's no crowd here at all and I'm on welfare and food stamps, he said, I'm a liberal. Then I'm a communist, which was funny, actually. He's a great sense of humor. The guy's great. So that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, you know, some people have a sense of humor. You can insult them and they don't get crazy. He insulted me. I insulted him back. That's the way it's done. It's called the East Coast versus the West Coast. The West Coast people think if you disagree with them, that you hate them. They don't even know how to disagree with people without running home and crying. Anyway, here we are. Today is newspaper day. This is what the average person reads, is this stuff I've been reading on the air. My God. Look at these headlines. Daily News. Daily News. Murder in his heart. Oh, I did that one already? I did it already. Zorkan Sarnov. He's the Boston Marathon bomber. Nowhere did they mention Muslim or Islam. Nowhere. It's just bomber. He did it in the name of Islam, idiot. That's why he did it. Look, Boston bomber's evil mission, Daily News. No mention of why. What he was driven by. What his motivation was. Then they attack Ben Carson, one of the smartest men of our time. A good man. He's the black guy, pediatric neurosurgeon. Didn't get through it by affirmative action. There's no way to go through pediatric neurosurgery on affirmative action. That's not like a community organizer. That you can fake. This you can't fake. If you're doing neurosurgery, especially child neurosurgery, you got to be the best and the brightest. So look how they attack him. Jail turns you gay, right-wing doc's nutty claim. You hear this? But to be fair, the Daily News says Hill email scandal heats up. GOP subpoenas emails, aid eyed CPA, blah, blah, blah. He was a soldier in a holy war against Americans. Aimed to kill and maim as many people as possible. Well, that's about half right. The holy war was based upon his teachings, one of his holidays. One of his holy war was based upon his teachings, his beliefs. What's this now? Hand over the emails. Goppers subpoena Clinton for home server. Hillary Clinton was subpoenaed for computer server for her Chemical Home. That was registered to former aide. I don't know why that's a scandal. Does anyone know why this is a scandal? What do you think you're going to find in Hillary's emails? See, I think they're running down a blind alley. They're going to get caught. She's too smart for them. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Is they're going to find the emails. She'll release them. And some of them have already been buried, gone. She'll release the ones that show she gave money to elephant funds, gorilla funds, Girl Scout cookies. And she'll come out smelling like roses. She'll come out smelling better than she is now. That's the shame. The Republicans just follow, you know, they don't know how to lead. That's all. They need me to run, but the good people don't run. What's this now? What is this now? Was Prez wannabe born dumb or is it a choice? That's stupid. Right winger in a new broadside. Who would write this garbage? Look at the Daily News run by morons. Look at this. Look at these stupid kids who go to journalism school. Was Prez wannabe born dumb or is it a choice? Ben Carson can never be dumb. It's impossible. The guy is a genius. What, because you don't agree with his politics, he's dumb now? Look at the idiots who write an article like this. Melissa Chan and Denise Slattery. Just because he made one comment about gays already, he's stupid? Let them pick up a scalpel and see if they can do brain surgery on a child. It's unbelievable to me. This is just astounding what they'll do to people. Just astounding. pick up these papers. What do you expect? So I don't read newspapers on the air. Yeah, Palm Beach Post. Subsidies cut could hit 1.6 million in Florida. It's about time. Outside the Supreme Court, arguments, test of the Affordable Care Act's insurance subsidies. Affordable care, Obamacare, communist care, Castro care. What do you mean? Affordable care. It's the least affordable care imaginable. Officer cleared by U.S. and Ferguson shooting. No kidding. He didn't do anything wrong. Of course he was cleared. Holder tried every trick in the book to throw something at him and couldn't. No matter how he tried to twist the law, he couldn't do it. Override of Obama Keystone veto fails. Eight Democratic senators joined Republicans in the attempt to overturn Barack Obama's veto of the Keystone XL pipeline bill. These are the smart ones. Michael Bennett, Colorado, Tom Carper, Delaware, Bob Casey, Pennsylvania, Heidi Heltkamp, North Dakota, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, Claire McCaskill, Missouri, John Tester, Montana, Mark Warner, Virginia. But they were four votes short. Republicans vow to keep trying. By the time they finish, oil will be a dollar a barrel. Then they'll finally get their way. Oh, we got the Keystone XL pipeline passed, but it's too expensive to even run the oil through the pipe by the time they get it through. Benghazi panel seeks emails from Clinton. Kerry pushes back at Israeli's criticism. He should own a funeral home somewhere in Michigan. He should just get out of the State Department business. He's got the jaw for being... He's got the suits, the jaw, the jewelry to be a... Like run a funeral home. Sorry for your loss. Step this way, please. With ruling, Alabama reclaims ground against gay marriage. And on and off, gay marriage, on and off. That's all I got to end. That's my whole society, gay marriage. The whole world spins on gay marriage. People's heads are being cut off, imprisoned, burned alive. And I'm every day, that's the whole gay marriage. You're for it again. Gay marriage. That's all I care about it. That's the most important thing in my life. Listen to this. What's at stake for Floridians? U.S. Supreme Court case heard Wednesday could decide the fate of government financial help that makes health insurance premiums less costly for consumers under the Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare socialized medicine. How many Floridians have signed up? 1.6 million. How many get financial help? 93%, meaning they're all on welfare. And you're going to pay for it. You see, that's the Affordable Care Show. It's affordable for them because you pay for it. You can't afford it, but they can because they get it for nothing. Average monthly premium before financial help, $384. Average monthly tax credit, $297. Average monthly premium Florida consumers pay after help, $88. U.S. average amongst... I can't even follow this. I have a PhD. What is the nonsense? The Affordable Care Act will destroy U.S. medicine as you know it. Average reduction in premiums after financial help, 77%. Of course there's a reduction in premiums after financial help because someone else is paying for it, you idiot. What a dumb newspaper. No wonder I stopped buying newspapers years ago. Even the ads have gotten stupid. Sheriff's group backs gun bill. Plan would let gun owners fleeing storms to carry. Okay, that's a good idea. Carry a gun during a storm. In case that hurricane tries to mug you, you can shoot the hurricane. No, I'm just joking. Come on. A National Rifle Association supported measure that failed to win legislative approval a year ago appears to have a clear shot at advancing now that it has the backing of the Florida Sheriff's Association. It would allow legal gun owners to carry their guns without concealed weapons licenses during the first 48 hours after emergency evacuations. You need them here with what's running in the streets. Everyone needs a gun. What, are you going to fight off a mugger with a seltzer bottle? Oh, go away! Get away from me! Unbelievable to me. What is this? Cartoons. Does anyone read a cartoon anymore in a newspaper? I don't even. Voting Rights Act gutting. Voting right. Oh, I can't read this. I don't even know how to write a headline anymore. Oh, hot topic. Listen to this. Offer licenses to undocumented immigrants, says Jeffrey Stewart. Oh, ACLU, sorry. American Immigration Lawyers Association. It's up to me. I deport him. Jeffrey Stewart is a Miami immigration attorney. I mean, if one of the first things I would do is deport all immigration attorneys in the U.S., I send them to Baghdad. Let them see if they can ply their trade there. Providing a pathway for undocumented immigrants to obey traffic laws will make everyone on the road safer, says Mr. Stewart. Stewart, you moron. It's just a road to a voting card. You know what it is. You know that. You're not stupid. Your mother knows you're a smart boy who can memorize well, which is why she sent you to law school. The best you could do is work for non-citizens. Oh, don't get me started on this. Okay, what do you want to talk about? The lines are now open. 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right here for you and your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I turn it off. No, that doesn't do anything for me. All right, thus far, if you've listened to the Savage Nation, look what I've done for you. Ben Carson attacked by the illegitimate on the left. Hillary's email scandals, blah, blah, backfire on the Repubs. Mean people in San Francisco versus people on the East Coast. My day on the bay in Biscayne Bay yesterday. Neutron bomb. Elephants are good. John Edwards with the mole. Shepard Smith should be teaching elementary school girls gymnastics. The striptease show on Fox News should be copied by MSNBC. The ratings would go up. De Blasio introduced Muslims holidays in New York City schools. Harry Reid's subsidies to cronies. Keystone veto stands. Food in New York. Hunan Chinese food. Difference between boys and girls is genetic. Elimination of religious holidays in schools. DOJ decision in Ferguson. John Kerry should be running a funeral home in Michigan. Gay marriage is not that important. And Florida healthcare welfare recipients. Those are the topics, basically. So you think I'm just goofing around here? It's 2.5 hours. I'm like struggling for you to show you the important things of the day. I don't know. I think people, what happens is, like, already it's holidays somehow. It's like March 5th. It's another holiday in America. Everyone's going somewhere. How does this country run? Who actually works here? Everywhere I turn, I see white men not working. Older guys over 50. Got a drink in their hand and a cigar. No one's working. Could be the time of night that I run into them. I don't know. Doesn't anyone do anything? Who actually does the work? I don't understand that. I work every day like a slave 3 hours a day, 6 hours of prep, 9 hours of sweat in the middle of the night worrying about the news of the world. Okay, I work because I choose to work. I work, therefore I am. I work, therefore I am. Without work, I don't know what I would do with myself. What, stare at the horizon? No, some people have hobbies. I respect it, or they do public service. I respect people like that. I never got into it. I couldn't, like, learn. I didn't know how to do it. I came from very hardworking people. They didn't have time for service, for, like, public service or, like, charity work. They were busy struggling to put bread on the table. They didn't have a charity work. They didn't want to take any charity. They'd rather throw themselves off a bridge than accept a free piece of bread. So it's not in my blood. I give money, like, to soldiers. I gave that guy money for the car. You don't see a picture of him yet. Remember the guy who got out with the dog? Did I help him get the dog back, the soldier? You'll be happy to see I gave him $15,000 from the fund for a van. Remember he was injured in Iraq from those wonderful practitioners of the religion of peace? The heroic guy, his legs almost blown off from the practitioners of the religion of peace. So they let him out of the military. I promised him on the show I'd get him a van, but I didn't make a big thing of it. I didn't do like a Fox News special with a check, like a, you know, like a fake check. You know, guys like give money like that. They get like a fake dummy check to show they gave it. Why would you do that? You know, like a blown up, like Ringling Brothers check. And here is the soldier getting the check from, and they want to show you how good they are. I give charity. I just don't talk about it. But I'm not trying to say I got a halo. I don't have a halo. I'm just saying. Today was newspaper day. I went and got the papers. God, it's awful. It's worse than I thought. The things people read. And they attack a guy like Ben Carson. They called him stupid journalists who went into journalism because they weren't smart enough to be anything else. They call Ben Carson stupid? Let me repeat it again to you. Pediatric neurosurgery is about the toughest field you can go into in medicine. You can't fake it. It's not community organizing. You don't get there with a bullhorn. You get there with a scalpel. And unless you're really good, you can't be a pediatric neurosurgeon. This guy's the top of the field, and the two moron writers in the Daily News call him dumb. You know, they owe him an apology. They owe Ben Carson an apology for that. Say you don't agree with him on the gay issue, but don't call him stupid. Just because you have an agenda doesn't mean you're smart. Maybe you're the dumb one. Maybe you're the idiot because you went to journalism school. You couldn't even run a Carvel shop. If you had a brain, you would have opened a yogurt store instead of doing that. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So everyone's sitting home listening to the radio like in the old days. They want weather reports. They're waiting for Al Gore's update on how global warming is causing the blizzard. McDonald's drops antibiotic chicken. As one of the largest buyers in the U.S., move could change poultry industry. It's good. You don't want to get those penicillin in your McDonald's chicken burger. Reduces, you know, your resistance and all that. I decided that I'm going to do a newspaper day for a reason, because this is what the average schmo knows about the world. He knows nothing. He knows what a cigar, a scotch, a beer, a wine. That's all. What does he know? He may not like Obama, but he doesn't really care any more than he doesn't like Obama. He knows why he doesn't like him. He knows he's an incompetent left-wing anti-American fanatic who's done everything he can to break the nation over his knee. And he figures, what does he need to know anymore? So I figured I'll look at the newspaper to see what the average schmo knows. Hey, schmo, what do you know? So I picked up today in the newsstand. I'm on vacation till tomorrow. Then I fly back to, God, I can't wait to not go home. I have such ambivalence. I can't wait to leave, then I can't wait to go home. And then when I get home, I can't stand it because the people are so monstrous in the San Francisco area. Cold, mean people, mean. San Francisco is the meanest city on the planet. You have no idea what it's like living there. Forget that I'm a conservative. They're just mean people, disguised as good liberals. But so I come east once in a while. I'm in the East Coast now, on the East Coast. People are alive and warm. I mean, they mobbed me the other night. I went to a place by accident. So nice people, alive. And these are the people who built America. These are the people who still work in America. And they love America. And they hate Obama. The problem is they're a minority. The majority are the opposite of them. And they love Obama. They don't love America, but they love Obama. They don't even think that there is an America. They just think there's a cash machine put out by the president. And they get it. That's all. So I picked up the papers, and here's USA Today. It was him, Boston bombing trial. He believed that he was a soldier in a holy war against Americans. I guess that implies he was a Muslim. I mean, what, a holy war by who? They couldn't put that in? I guess they left that out. Assistant U.S. Attorney William Weinreb. He believed that he was a soldier in a holy war against Americans. You couldn't have put in a Muslim holy war or an Islamic holy war. That would have killed you, Weinreb. The next one says, it was him, the bomb, blah, blah, blah. All right, so that's that. But no relationship to Islam. Tears and trauma of recollections take over court. Again, no relationship to the holy war. And then below that is Roberts and Kennedy hold the key to Obamacare. Boring. Snooze. Top right of USA Today, a newspaper that's still losing money after I don't know how many years. I call it USA throwaway, but top right, Richard Gere, he may be older, but he can't escape romance. Duh. Who still finds Richard Gere exciting? What a PR agent he must have. But okay, that's paper one. Here's the Daily News from New York City. This is a scream. Jail turns you gay. Right-wing docs nutty claim. So now they're running a campaign against Dr. Ben Carson, one of the finest Americans of our time. So the Daily News doesn't resist the opportunity, can't miss an opportunity to attack him. Jail turns you gay. Right-wing docs nutty claim. Murder in his heart. That's funny. The headline is Murder in His Heart about the Boston bomber's evil mission, but the only picture you actually see of a person is of the doctor, Ben Carson, who they're smearing in the Daily News, in the fashion of the Daily News. Let's see, the snowstorm in New York, the plane skids off the runway, big news. Guess it's the old global warming again. It's that old global warming, you know, it's like whatever happens is global warming. March 5th. Hello, everybody. My birthday is March 31st. And I remember as a kid sitting in school, it was snowing in early March very often. And there was a saying on the calendar, March comes in like a lion and it goes out like a lamb. It's called the beginning of March, moron. Look at your Currier and Ives pictures. You'll see what America was like when it was still America before the psychos took over the media and started telling you it's supposed to be warm now. Here, the Palm Beach Post. Oh, the Affordable Care Act, so all the people who want free care. It's not free. I got to pay for it. Nothing's free in the world. Obama's vacations are not free. Michelle's junkets are not free. Nothing's free in the world. I got to pay for it all. Trial and injury case begins. There's so many acts. personal injury shyster lawyers in this area. It's hard to believe. You can't ride on I-95 for a mile without seeing an ad for a shyster lawyer. It's unbelievable. Lawyer claims Boca Raton doctor's worry over BMW led to boy's cerebral palsy. I'm not making this up. I am not making this newspaper story up. Listen to this. Look at this shyster lawyer. Trial and injury case begins. Lawyer claims Boca Raton doctor's worry over BMW led to boy's cerebral palsy. That's almost impossible to conceive. You know, cerebral palsy is a horrendous disease. It's congenital. It's congenital. Attorney blah, blah, blah escorts the poor boy from the courtroom after introducing the jury during a malpractice trial against Dr. Samuel Kaufman. Jordan's parents claim Dr. Kaufman caused their son's cerebral palsy. Duh. So the doctor caused the congenital disease? Who would want to be a doctor with the psychotic lawyers raging in America? Would you send your son or daughter to medical school when you have out-of-control lawyers who should be in jail? You know that the only president recently tried to rein in the crazy trial lawyers was Bush. Who's in the presidency now? A failed lawyer. I mean, not even smart enough to practice law is now president, but he's still a lawyer. You know, we would have been better off if Obama was a trial lawyer. If he had enough brains, he would have become a shyster lawyer in Boca Raton. He would be a rich guy now. He wouldn't have to take it from me. But instead, he takes it from the taxpayer. But the point is this. Would you want a child to become a doctor with so many shyster lawyers out there? I wouldn't. It used to be a great profession. Ben Casey, those kind of shows in the 50s. Everyone wanted their son or daughter to be a doctor in those days. Today, who wants to run into that profession? Everyone's running away from it. Deputy lied on beating, FBI says. Another one? How can anyone be a cop in this country or a doctor with the psychos running everything? You got the psychos running the courts, the psycho libs who steal from everybody. And now you got the crazy FBI arresting deputies all over the country for doing their job. Would you want the job taking on the animals in the streets? You want the job of taking on the animals that if the cop does his job, then the animal is a victim. If the cop doesn't do his job, the cop is dead. And in steps the FBI now and the Justice Department under this maniac Holder. God, I hope they don't appoint Lynch. I hope they don't appoint that woman. She will be much worse than him. She'll get away with more than he did. You think the Republicans are weaklings now? Wait till you see after a woman steps in. A minority woman? Forget about that altogether. Would you want your son to be a cop or a doctor in this crazy nation? And they're the only ones who stand between us and death. That's all. What's with her with the emails? Hey, you want to hear my thing on Hillary's emails? Now you're going to call. I get it. This is like a bread and butter moron question. This is all you want to hear about is what you heard on another show. Hey, Hillary and the emails. It's nothing, a tempest in a teapot. Here's what's going to happen. She's doing a double reversal on you. She's making believe she had a private email account, and God knows what's in there. And now the moron Republicans fell in the trap. They're going to investigate. They're going to have a commission, a white ribbon commission. They're going to find a blue ribbon commission will then be turned over to a red ribbon commission. And then a gold ribbon commission of morons will find the emails. They'll expose them. And they'll find out she was giving money to animal rights groups through it. And Girl Scouts and buying Girl Scout cookies. And she was better than you ever imagined in the secret emails. Wait, you'll see. That's how smart they are compared to the idiots on the other side. No wonder the Iranians were able to develop a bomb. So the thing is, that's what I think could happen. It's a possibility. She's going to outmaneuver them. What do people want to talk about? Hillary Clinton is the only thing on your mind, or a snowstorm? Hillary won't take questions at event honoring journalism. Drama over email intensifies. I can guarantee you that, you're never going to see him, and if you do, it's going to make her look as clean as the clean snow. Oh, yeah. Oh, those. Yeah, here they are. Oh, you mean the secret email where I gave money to the Girl Scouts and the Elephant Fund, the Gorilla Fund, crippled children in Bangladesh? Yeah, here they are. That's unbelievable. Ringling Brothers eliminating elephant acts. I like elephants. I give money to save the poor things. Beautiful animals, so noble. How could anyone attack that? Who wants to torture an animal but a person who's a stereotype of a dumb Republican white male idiot throwback? Who would do a thing like that? This is what gives the conservative movement a bad name. This is why young people refuse to identify with conservatives, even though it's easy to sell them on conservatism if they really want to work for a living. When they hear about people like this who attack animals, make a mockery of elephants, make a mockery of people who protect elephants, make a mockery of those who save the rainforest, make a mockery of those who give money to save gorillas. Why would any young person want to be associated with an oaf like that? It's unbelievable to me. So that's it. It's hard to have an identity as a conservative when you see morons like that. ISIS tortures oil fields near Tikrit. Okay. As the Allies approach Tikrit, they're burning the oil fields. Saddam did that. Remember they were burning? Remember how frightening that was back in the day? And our great engineers and our technologists and our oil field geniuses went out there and put those fires out. Do you remember that? We have the smartest people on the earth and the dumbest government on the planet. How is that possible? That the smartest people on earth have the meanest, stupidest government in history? The answer is because the smart people don't go into government. I mean, put two and two together. You know anyone smart who wants to work in the government? I don't. Anyone who's smart enough doesn't work for the government. They go out and work for themselves. So why? What do you think you wind up with the government? Third-rate, fourth-rate minds. John Kerry, a genius. If the guy didn't marry the ketchup fortune, what do you think he'd be today? Like an undertaker somewhere in Michigan. He'd run in a funeral home. Doesn't he look like runs a funeral home? Yes, I'm sorry, the deceased. I'm sorry for your loss. That's what he would look like he'd be good at. In a fancy funeral home. I don't mean a bad one. A big one, like an extravagant funeral home. A very high-end funeral home for guys who threw their medals over the fence. Yeah, he's Secretary of State. But you look at who's Secretary of State before him. Madeleine Albright, the brisket woman, came back to give a speech against everything of value and then went back lobbying for China 2 minutes later. Who listens to that hag? The people who run MSNBC. How come they haven't fired Phil Griffin yet? I don't understand it. Why is that man still there? He's wrecked the empire of Microsoft and NBC by keeping the idiots on the channel. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
Here's some headlines, okay? You ready for this one? The commie mayor of New York, de Blasio, announced the addition of Muslim holidays to New York City public schools calendar. New York City public schools have added two Muslim holidays to the school calendar. Mayor Bill DiBlasio and schools chancellor Carmen Farina announced Wednesday. Schools will now close for this and that, making New York City the largest school district in the nation to recognize the two holidays on the official school calendar. Farina said, "We are committed to having a school calendar that reflects and honors the extraordinary diversity of our students," said Farina. De Blasio said the change means that Muslim families won't be forced to choose between observing the holidays and sending their kids to school, said. You see, this is the beauty of inclusion. This is really a good thing to do, and that makes Muslims feel good. Now, it all started with closing the schools for Jewish holidays, which I never thought was a good idea, and they shouldn't have been closed for Jewish holidays because it opened up the door to this. It's that simple. Now, I would eliminate closing schools for any religious holiday, by the way. Just, you got to stop this, because the kids are not learning enough to begin with. And if they're that religious, they should go to a religious school. Don't give me the garbage that they're that religious, they can't go to school. That religious, they go to a school for them. The Jews go to Orthodox Jewish schools, and the Muslims go to Orthodox Muslim school. A public school should not have holidays closing the school for a Jewish Muslim holiday. I don't care what it is. My opinion. Harry Reid secured subsidies for AIDS donors. That's a shocker. Nevada Dem brags about support for green energy companies as ethics watchdogs suggest influence peddling. You're joking. Harry Reid had influence peddling? No. Keystone veto override fails, of course. The Senate failed to override President Monster's veto of legislation approving the XL pipeline. You know what's amazing? The Democrats wanted it, the unions wanted it, the workers wanted it, and this monster, this anti-business, anti-entrepreneurial monster in the White House vetoed it because of the psychos in the green energy racket. It's all connected to that, and it's connected to Warren Buffett, in my opinion, who now brings the oil from the Alberta tar sands to our refineries via his rail lines. You understand how you make money in this country? You block the competition. It's the oldest game in the world. What do you want a pipeline to do it for one-tenth the cost? There goes the railroad business. So, okay. Department of Injustice says we legalized 100,000 illegals by executive action before injunction. Arrest them all. Arrest those in the federal government who did this for violating the law. Imam who said Ayan Hirsi Ali deserved death penalty was hired by the Department of Justice to teach Muslim classes to federal prisoners. Can you believe this? That's amazing. Who hired him? One of the contracts is dated February 20th, 2014. So who was in charge of the DOJ then? Who? Eric Holder. That's all. Drug-resistant superbug infects patients at another Los Angeles hospital. Yeah, right. I wonder why that's happening. I mean, where's the drug-resistant where are they coming from? Ringling Brothers eliminating elephant acts. Good thing. What are they going to do with the poor things, though? Put them on a farm? Cost $65,000 to maintain an elephant. So they go to, like, a happy hunting ground, and they just hang out. What do they do all day? Some of them like performing. They didn't hurt them. Ringling Brothers took good care of them. It's a tough thing to do. Now what are they going to do? They have nothing to do with themselves. Walk around in some farm somewhere in Texas? You're not killing them, thank God. 13 animals will continue to tour with the circus before retiring to the Elephant Center in Florida. They'll go to Florida, like... So I've got all the old people from New York die here, and so do the elephants now? That's pretty interesting, like the elephant burial grounds. You go to certain restaurants out here, like military trailers, like a cluster of Chinese restaurants, the worst Chinese food in the world, the greasiest noodles that killed people in New York for years. They still serve down here. Like in New York, they updated. They serve brown rice down here. Never heard of brown rice down here in this area, in Boca Raton. Brown rice is considered communistic. They never heard of it. It's for poor people. You didn't have money to mill it and take off the shell. They serve it the worst, greasy, those greasy noodles that would people eat by the handful before the bad wonton soup in New York. Killed most of the men, like the Grim Reaper, the food in New York in those days.
Savage.